Welcome to Student of the Game Podcast, where we help you master the fundamentals, fall in love with practice, and win at the game of life. I'm your host, Brad Knoll. Welcome to the classroom. Welcome back to another episode of The Huddle. This is my take and a recap of our previous guest, Aaron Lane. What I'm learning about Fort Wayne, Indiana is we have got some people that are making things happen. Aaron and Janelle, his wife, are the founders of Courageous Healing. The mission at Courageous Healing is helping people making trauma-informed, culturally centered mental health services that are accessible to everyone. One of the stats that we shared was 46% of white Americans with mental health illnesses receive services. So about half of white America that has experienced mental health challenges and illnesses, they receive services, but only 30% black and 27% Hispanic. There is a need to expand services to those that don't have access to them. And Courageous Healing stands in the gap. They create the bridge, and they're doing a fantastic job here in Fort Wayne, and they are expanding. So let's elaborate a little bit on what that episode was all about yesterday. We talked about mastering the fundamentals of running a nonprofit. You know, you're running a nonprofit, you're dealing with people going through mental illnesses and just mental health in general and some of the challenges. The mastering the fundamentals part, the fundamentals of running this nonprofit, is people and systems. I can attest to that. If you're running a business right now, it's all about people and systems. You know, who are the people you have helping you out? Greatness does not happen in isolation. You have to have great people. We have great people. At Knoll Team Real Estate, we continually grow. Our business grows. And why does our business grow? It's not because the market's better or the market's worse. It's because our team grows. The individuals on our team, our capacity grows. Our skill set grows. You know, that's all about people. And then you have to have systems. You know, you have to have systems. People talk about scaling a lot in business. I'm not into that buzzword. Like, scaling is a real thing. But sometimes people want to grow just for the sake of growing. Great book out by the founder and CEO of Starbucks during the recession, and how Starbucks had to shut down some of their locations because they just grew too fast. And the title of the book was How Starbucks Fought for Its Life Without Losing Its Soul. They realized that they were getting away from their mission because they wanted to grow too fast. Well, you know what? If you have the right people and the right systems, you can scale. You cannot scale just for the sake of scaling. So that's a little public service announcement right there. One of the things that he talked about, and we're going to highlight his episode. I really enjoyed getting to know Aaron, man. He's just a good dude, man. Like, just a great guy. Well-educated, more degrees than I've ever seen in my life. So multiple master's degrees, undergrad degrees. But the thing that stuck out to me was his heart and his background. So he's a former athlete. I guess current athlete, former athlete, current athlete's mindset. Aaron's story was he was a standout football player, went to a smaller university and had a full ride scholarship, decided he needed to get out of Fort Wayne, and ended up going to Purdue and walked on and got onto the practice squad. For those that know sports, that's not a glorious position. That's the position where you might wear a different color uniform. You're not allowed to hit the quarterback. You're the one that has to know the other team's plays because you're kind of like the person in there that's running the dummy drills so that the main team and the starters can get ready for the week. Nobody signs up to do that. All right. He knew he was good. He knew that that was his path. And then guess what? Change happened. And the change for him was his coaches said, you know, Aaron, we don't have a spot for you on the position you want to play, but I think you'd be great on defense. Let's try that. And my man got in, played well, and took advantage of his opportunity. He talked about the importance of comfort zone shifts. The importance of comfort zone shifts. If you are going through something where you're not comfortable, that's usually where you're growing. I don't know anybody who has a goal that says, I want to be just more comfortable. I want to be more comfortable. I know we don't want to go through the hard times, but that's where growth happens. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable, like Coach Kaufman of Purdue Fort Wayne says. You have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And Aaron talks about and emphasizes the importance of comfort zone shifts. When he went from that full ride scholarship at St. Francis over to Purdue as a walk-on, he knew that that was a comfort zone shift. But what he found out was how many doors did that open? His paths crossed with more people than if he would have stayed complacent and comfortable back here at home. So he took it upon himself to go out and seek change, knowing that there were bigger and better things out there for his life. One of the things I was just really impressed with was the essential role of relationships. The essential role of relationships. As a nonprofit, okay, picture yourself a nonprofit. What do you need? You have to have funders. You have to have donors. You have to have people giving to the ministry and the mission, or else it doesn't work. You have to get grants. How many of you feel like you're pitching all day long? You're selling something all day long. It's tiring. You're getting worn out. I know. I've been there. I've been in those shoes. We've made it a commitment this year. We're not talking about real estate. We're going to build relationships. We're going to deepen relationships, and we're going to connect with people. And when real estate comes up, we will be available and we will walk through that door as it's a new opportunity. And we will serve those people so well that they're going to want to tell their friends about us. But not until there's that need. We want to be introduced to people that are going through a lifestyle change that need to make a housing change. But if I was every single person I meet, if I was talking about, hey, now's a great time to buy, hey, now's a great time to sell, I would be muted. Nobody would want to talk to me. Aaron talks about building organic and genuine relationships is key to growing an impactful nonprofit organization rather than focusing on transactions, rather than focusing on where is that next check coming from? Who's that next person that wants to donate? Aaron is all in. He came to an event and we said, who do you want to meet? And he goes, I'm all in. I want to meet everybody, because he gave the specific example of electrical engineer. He knows somebody that wants an internship as an electrical engineer. And he's like, because he's willing to go out and network and create organic relationships, he's now adding value to our community. Oh, and by the way, Courageous Healing is adding value to our community. If you, this is a pause right here. This is unscripted, but if you know somebody struggling with mental health, or you have a heart for mental health and you want to make a donation, or charitable contribution, they are a 501c3. I'm sure they would be more than happy to sit down and talk to you. But knowing Aaron and Janelle for the short period of time that I do, I don't think they just want your money. I think they want to get to know you. I think they want to build a relationship with you. And that's the sign of a healthy business. That's a sign of a founder who understands that there's a mission and a ministry out there that's bigger than just a transaction. And he talked about the essential role of relationships as it relates to building organic relationships. Time out. Student of the Game is brought to you by Knoll Team Real Estate. Our mission is to eradicate mediocre real estate transactions. On your largest financial purchase, you shouldn't have to deal with average. We do this by helping you save time, reduce your stress, and helping you keep as much money in your pocket as we can. You can help us out by introducing us to your friends or family who want to make confident real estate decisions, whether buying, selling, building, or investing. At Knoll Team Real Estate, we are connected to a group of realtors who sell one in every eight homes in North America. If you know someone moving out of your area, there's a great chance we can connect them to somebody we know, like, and trust. Remember, relationships win. Now back to the show. This was fascinating. He talked about creating an impact at different levels. Okay, think about your business. Think about what you're going through. Even think about, you know, it could be your family. But he talked about three levels. He talked about the importance of working at the micro, meso, and macro levels to create substantial societal changes and advocating for mental health. I kind of think of this as like there's an internal problem we all struggle with. There's an external problem we all struggle with. And then there's kind of like this bigger philosophical problem we struggle with. And it could be in every area of our life. You know, think about something you're going through and like, what's the internal problem? Why, what's the root? Why is it bothering you? What's going on in your life? That's the micro. The meso is like, okay, what's happening around me? And the macro level is like the philosophical challenge. Like what is, you know, who am I up against? You know, what problem am I fighting against? And it's interesting. The micro level for mental health could be the counseling and the therapy that the patients go through. How do they provide exceptional service and a great experience for those going through therapy? That's the micro level. The meso level could be, you know, what's happening at the local and the state levels as it relates to, you know, regulations, government regulations and incentives and, you know, tax law and, you know, HIPAA, everything that affects their, you know, their ministry. And then the macro level is what's happening on a national scale. What is our society dealing with, you know, when it comes to mental health, and how can they be part of the solution? That's amazing. I mean, if you think about that, you know, for Aaron to get on here and talk about, you know, such a deep foundational principle that can apply to anybody, whether you're in nonprofit space, whether you're in small business space. Man, I love that. I actually I made a note of that, and I contemplated last night, you know, how does that affect the real estate business? I love it. He talked about, this is where we get into the micro level here, therapy as a growth tool. Therapy as a growth tool. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you've been through some type of counseling or therapy. And there's also a good chance that you know somebody who's been through it and you haven't. He talked about seeking professional help is the best route for anyone dealing with mental health issues. Therapy isn't something to dread, but an opportunity to invest in personal development. All right, this is where I'm going to go off here on a second. Most people you know have worked out before. They've lifted weights, they've done cardio, they walk the dog. Maybe you're walking the dog or jogging right now. Maybe you're working out right now, listening to this. You work out your bodies. But how many of us work out our minds? I have something in my week, an appointment in my calendar called the Mind Gym, where I go to the Mind Gym. I work out my mind, my affirmations, my journaling, my meditations. That can look however you want it to look. But how many of us spend time sharpening our mind? How many of us spend time in the Mind Gym? My encouragement to you is maybe if it's just for 5-10 minutes, start with that, get to 30 minutes or an hour, work on your mind, work on your mindset. That was big. Invest in your personal development. Therapy isn't something to dread, but an opportunity to invest in yourself. Everybody needs a coach. I hope I'm your coach. This podcast is a platform for me to be your coach for free. I hope you're taking advantage of it. And then all the awesome people that I know and I'm bringing on here is also your coach as they become the subject matter experts. He talked about nonprofit growth and vision. Aaron shared the vision for Courageous Healing, which includes expanding statewide, building sustainable systems, and continuously improving the client and staff experience. I don't know about you, but what a great episode. Man, I'm praying for Aaron and Janelle. I'm praying for their business. I want to introduce them to people. If you're listening and you know somebody that just has a heart for mental health and you want to get connected to Aaron and Janelle, shoot me a DM, hit me up, and I'll get you guys connected. But I'm forever grateful. I love it when people come in here and share their stories. Your setback is a setup for a comeback. Your setback is a setup for a comeback. Aaron was playing football in his hometown, was the man, getting paid to play, getting his schooling paid, and decided he needed to get uncomfortable and get around tougher competition where it's going to push him out of his comfort zone. We all need that. Think about that. What are you doing to push yourself out of your comfort zone today? Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. Aaron, I appreciate you giving you and Janelle some flowers. Thank you for the work you do in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and beyond as you guys are expanding into new territory. Wow, what a show. What a show. I love this podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Relationships do win. I'm grateful for the new relationships that I'm making through this podcast, and I'm grateful that my relationships get to come on the mic and inspire you guys. Relationships do win. Thanks for subscribing. Go ahead and leave us a review and share this with a friend. If you know somebody who's going through whatever topic we're talking about, make sure you share this episode with them so that they can enjoy our guests as much as I do. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Student of the Game podcast. Whatever game you are playing, I'm cheering for you. See you in the next class.